The voice technology has been developed to allow the blind to see through the use of sound. It does this by translating visual information into sound. This occurs through a process known as sensory substitution, and thanks to the amazing plasticity of the brain, it is possible for an individual to obtain a sense of sight simply through their sense of hearing.
I'm Dr. Michael Prue. I primarily perform research in the areas of attention and perception across our various senses. The voice is essentially a computer software program that takes images, transforms them into sound, and by extensive practice, sort of in the same way a person might learn a foreign language, you can learn to interpret what you're hearing in a new, perhaps in this case, even visual way.
So how exactly is visual information converted into a useful sound output?
So it takes a snapshot every second, and as it scans the images from left to right, it transforms the pixels into sound by three criteria. One, it takes the vertical location of the pixels and codes that as frequency. So something that's high in the image is a high pitch sound. Anything low in the image is a low pitch sound. You get left to right location of the pixels by the timing of the scan. So early in the scan, then later in the scan, but also by stereo tuning. So if it's on the left side of you, you'll hear it in your left ear. If it's on the right side, you'll hear it in the right ear. And then finally, the brightness of the pixels is coded as loudness. And such, if you were looking at a white plate on a black table, the table would be relatively silent, but the white plate would be very loud. Pulling the meaning out of the sound is done in your brain.
Okay, so we now have some images which we're going to listen to and talk about. The first one we're about to hear is a banana.
So the banana is resting such that it curves up on the left side, goes down in the middle where it's resting on the table, and then to a higher point on the far right side. And so as the image is scanned by the voice technology from left to right, the scan starts at a part of the banana that's higher up. And as the scan moves towards the middle, the pitch moves from a higher frequency to a lower frequency.
So here we have another interesting image. It's the Earth viewed from the moon.
So in this case, the moon is somewhat low contrast because it's sort of a dark gray with space being completely black and silent, and then the Earth having almost a round, much brighter shape above that. And so as you hear the image being scanned from left to right, you hear a constant low rumbling, which is the surface of the moon. In particular, because there's no real visible curvature of the surface of the moon. And so you hear just sort of a straight, flat sound remaining at the same range of frequency. And then right halfway through the scan, at about the 1 second mark, you hear just this loud curved sound, which is the Earth. So in this image, we have a white goat on a dark deck standing with a background of foliage, primarily sort of leaves and vines. What you'll first notice is the increased complexity of the sound compared to the Earth viewed from the moon or the banana, because there's lots of information in all aspects of the image, and so therefore you hear a lot more sounds at various frequencies. Fortunately, the goat is much brighter than the other objects in the scene, the deck and the leaves. And so in the middle of the scan, you do hear this much louder object, and so that corresponds to the white goat. At first, when one's learning to use a device like the voice, an image like this would be very difficult to identify or make any sense of. After a few weeks of intensive training, one is able to pick up on not only the fact that this is a natural image, but what might likely be in the image, as they're able to learn to group certain frequencies together as one object separate from another object.
And finally, we have a picture of my face.
Well, in this case, one with a certain amount of training would be able to pick up on that this is a person's face. There'd be something about the roundness of it and the texture of the hair at the top of the head. Though it would probably take a lot of training, once again, because this is a natural image, for a person to pick up on that this might be someone they know, in particular someone that they know very well. And for a person who has been blind for a number of years, getting to that point of being able to experience loved ones again in a modality they no longer get to experience certainly would be an exciting prospect.